Greater Sudbury Animal Rescue Group Pet Saves 4-year odyssey to craft a new shelter for its charges is nearing its end, and the new facility has officially opened its door. In a February Facebook post, PetSave director Jill Pesso provided an update to the group's efforts, highlighting the challenges of the past 4 years and the excitement of moving into a new home. It was in January 2020 that PetSave took over the former Wild at Heart Wildlife Refuge Center in Lively, a building which was only 10 years old at the time. Wild at Heart was struggling financially, and in 2019, when the decision was made to close the refuge, Dr. Rod Jupe, the refuge's founder, struck a deal with PetSave to transfer Wild at Heart's assets to PetSave, including the building. A rendering of approximately what the new PetSave shelter out in Lively looks like on the exterior. The work to ready the site for use as an animal shelter is nearly complete, but PetSave's Buy a Brick campaign is still ongoing. They expect to host a grand opening this summer. Image. Facebook.com/JillPesso. As PetSave was in the planning stages of constructing its own 4,000-square-foot shelter at the time, the chance to move into a building that was considerably larger, at nearly 8,000 square feet, was a good fit. It was kind of an easy decision to take it over, Pesso said at the time. PetSave planned to start renovations as soon as possible in 2020, with hopes to move into their new building by August 2020. Turns out things didn't go quite according to plan. Our plan was to strip the building and put on an addition, and extend a third floor out to create extra space to accommodate our cats, Pesso wrote in the recent update. We could have never imagined that a pandemic was around the corner. A project that was budgeted for about $500,000 turned into $1 million, and not quite finished yet, and our timelines of 18 to 24 months became a long and painful 4 years. Pandemic lockdowns and restrictions in 2020 moved the project along at a snail's pace, Pesso said of that first year. Year one was practically a write-off, she said. We focused on removing several outbuildings and demolishing the rest. We put in our new road around the back of the building and converted the moose pen to a dog area, removing lots of bush and seeding it. Still dealing with pandemic fallout preventing them from getting materials, the years 2021 and 2022, years 2 and 3 of the renovation, slowed the work as wait times for construction materials sometimes lasted up to 6 months, which made this project feel like the never-ending project, Pesso said. With the pandemic behind them, she said PetSave made great strides in the past 18 months, though she said her decision to tile the walls of the cat rooms created some extra delays. This building was built to last, Pesso said. We kept all our beautiful new windows in aluminum, have steel door frames and doors, and ceramic tiles on all floors and walls in the cat and dog area. The building has 3 separate HVAC systems, one for each floor, making it a safer building for our fur kids. Ventilation is the biggest challenge shelters face when animals with airborne viruses enter the building, Pesso said. In the spring, we will finish the outside with stone and siding. Color choices a little different than the architect illustration in the photo. And while the work is almost done, paying for that work is still a challenge. PetSave estimates it needs another $200,000 to complete the exterior work to the building and put the new roof on with our upgraded solar system to help us save money. If you want to help PetSave continue its mission of rescuing pets, a Buy a Brick campaign is currently running to help get this project across the finish line. When you purchase a brick, you will have a plate engraved on our donor wall inside the new building, Pesso said. You can buy a brick for yourself or give one as a gift to another animal lover. It is a gift that will help save lives forever. Be a part of something wonderful. You can find more information on PetSave's brick campaign here. PetSave plans on hosting a grand opening this summer to show off their new home. Pets and Animals is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.